Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. For all the regular listeners, welcome back. Appreciate you frequenting the podcast. And if you're new, thanks for stopping by and checking it out. I'm Dieter Mellhorn. I am a licensed charter captain here in the Carolinas. Got a YouTube channel. I do this podcast. And, 100 miles an hour all over the place on a bunch of other different stuff. But, yeah, if you're new, that's my quick bio. Appreciate you checking it out. Anybody's new, you want to learn more, go to DieterMellhornFishing.com. It's my website. Links to the YouTube channel. Links to the podcast, which you're listening to now. There's links to my charter business, and there's links to the fishing gear, all that. A lot of questions answered on the website. If you got some questions about different stuff, just curious, go there and check that out. And it's the best place, if you want to give me some feedback, it's the best place to reach out to me. There's a contact section on there. I know it's hard to reach out to people. Podcast. So go there to the contact section on the website, DieterMellhornFishing.com. Shoot me an email. It's a great place to get questions. It's kind of one of the what today's podcast is about. I've got some new fishing reels on the boat. Sort of new. I'm going to give you the background on them, what the mentality is, what's going to be happening going forward, blah, blah, blah. And just to bring people up to date. They were asking about it, were curious what was going on with it. And give you kind of the lowdown on that. And it'll give you some good information just about fishing reels in general, the fishing reel market, the fishing reel world, all that kind of stuff. So I've got some reels in the boat. If you watch some of the videos, the later ones here in 2022, you'll see this rainbow row of fishing reels. They're all different colors. There's purple, there's red, there's pink, there's green, there's blue. They're made by Ancient Mariner. It is a real brand, based by a guy or started by a guy up in New York. They were the first company when I started my channel over 5 years ago that reached out to me and said, hey, it was somebody who was a fan of the reels that did it to begin with. They said, hey, I got a reel I want you to try out. And they sent me a reel. They sent me one of these pink Ancient Mariners. Any of you that have watched the channel for a while know the legacy of Pinky, the fishing reel on the boat. It became kind of famous. It had an identity of its own. People have actually taken selfies with it on fishing trips. that's how it started. Somebody sent me that reel. I tried it out, used it. And then the company, the guy who owns the company, saw it and said, hey, appreciate you, using the reel. He sent me some more reels to try out, some different stuff. He had some offshore stuff that they were making. There were some spinning reels. And just some different stuff to try out. Some of it I use, some of it I haven't put in any videos just because I haven't really worked into the system. I think everything I have except for the jigging reel, which is a really cool reel. I just really haven't incorporated it because I haven't had a good place to use it, to be perfectly honest. It's really more of a saltwater type deal. Could probably use it if I ever get into any bottom bouncing, which I probably will at some point, but it's a whole nother story. So, as time went on, I used these reels, still got them. They still work. I think I replaced the pawl in one of them. The pawl is a little thing on the level line. The level line on a conventional reel is a little thing that goes back and forth that puts your line onto the reel evenly. The pawl is a little thing that works into the little gear. There's a worm gear that's basically this little bar that goes across that turns. This little gear engages it, and that's what makes it go back and forth. Those things wear out, period. I don't care what kind of reel you buy. If it has a level one, the pawl and the worm gear will get worn over time, period. It's just, it's a replacement. It's like brakes on a car. So, anyway, and I'm telling you all this to set all this up so it all makes a lot better sense when we get into some of the other stuff down the road here. So I've used these reels. Used them just fine. During that same time period, I started, I used other reels too. I used my Abu Garcias that I had. The people from Slime Cat had sent me some reels to try out. Used those on the boat. The people from Catfish Pro, who make rods and reels and some catfish bait, They sent me some of their reels to try. I even did some stuff with PC Fun. They had some different bait casting reels and spinning reels that they had sent me. Runcel reached out and was going to do something with them. They don't have a round reel yet, but I've done a bunch with their spinning reels and that kind of stuff. And just a lot of different stuff to show you guys what is out there, what's available, how it works. I've never done anything with pin. People ask about pin reels, and I have never used them. I have never had anybody from the company reach out to me about using them and putting them in videos. I seriously doubt anybody will reach out from the company. So, consequently, sorry about that, dropped something in the studio. I'm not going to go buy them just to test them at this point. May do that down the road once this channel is a little bigger and we've got that kind of stuff to just go buy stuff and try out. But the pin reels work fine. They're going to catch fish. I just have not had the opportunity to fish with them. So, and there's a lot of other ones out there. I mean, Daiwa makes them and, you know, there's other people. So, I say all that to say, earlier this year, I decided to consolidate down some of the stuff I was using on the boat on a regular basis. Just as kind of a, I guess the best way to put it is to create a benchmark for some stuff. And what I did was, just being the way I operate, I reached out to the people who brought me to the dance, to dance with them. And, you know, on the rod side, that was Catch the Fever. You know, Big Cat Fever rods, Catch the Fever. They were the first one that did anything with me when I started my channel. Said, hey, here, try this out. See if you like it. We like your channel. So I reached out to them, gave them first shot at putting some rods on the boat for the next year. And same thing with Ancient Mariner. Said, hey, listen, you were the first guys to reach out to me. I've had several, you know, companies I've worked with on projects since then, but giving you guys first shot. And I literally sent, you know, we were texting back and forth and they jumped on it. So so I'm putting those on the boat here for the next year. Just to try out, put them through the paces, show you how it worked. Now, as I told all of them, I'm still going to do videos about other stuff. I'm still going to be blatantly honest about your products. If there is stuff I don't like about what your rod or your reel or your hooks or whatever does, I'm going to be honest. And it's just, you know, the way I am. But with that said, what I've put on the boat is stuff that I trust and believe works in the same breath. So it is not perfect. Anybody that tells you that anything is perfect is the perfect rod, the perfect reel, the perfect line, the best this, the best that. I'm going to tell you right now, they're full of crap. There is some stuff that is, I would say, greatly inferior to other things, but it's like with the rod stuff that goes on in the catfish world. There's a lot of good rods out there. You guys have seen me use them. I've done tests with them. I've fished with them. I have not had a single one. We're talking all the way down to the Walmart ugly sticks that I bought. That have I ever said, I can't catch a fish with this rod. This rod won't work. This rod is just not enough. I've caught fish on every rod I've used. They all work. So there's really, and honestly, every company that I know and have dealt with has done a great job when there are issues with something. A tip breaks, a reel seat has cross-threaded, you know, threads on the locking nuts. You know, there's something with the rod. Everybody has done a great job. And I'm talking about every rod company that I've ever heard. Yeah, you know, you get upset when something's not perfect. But when dealing with thousands of rods going out there, not everything's going to be perfect. They've all done a good job of dealing with, you know, problems, issues, everything else. So it all comes down to this. It's what do you like? And I've said that before in videos I've done on rods and reels and everything else. It's a big emotional connection to whatever that is that you're using. So, you know, if you truly like it, if you, you know, truly like that, you know, candy cane stripe rod that whoever is making with the, you know, high impact plastic reel seat and the, I don't know, whatever they got, sandpaper, you know, handle on it, then if you like it, man, you're going to go fish with it. You're going to enjoy your fishing time. You're going to be energetic about it. So that emotional connection is important to people on a lot of stuff. So I say all that to say, I'm going to continue to do my thing you know, I'm going to continue to review products. I'm going to continue to look at stuff, going to continue to try it out. And all my people are good with that, and that's what I love about it. This isn't going to, you know, it's I can't do the billboard thing where it's just, you know, one thing, one product. I guess if they were paying me $1 million a year, yeah, I'd probably sell out for that. But that ain't happening, so we're going to keep it real and keep it real to the people, and that's just the way it is. So anyway, I've got those reels on the boat, and I'm going to put them through the paces. You're going to see those. They're going to be on, you know, Catch the Fever Rods. There's some other reels I'm going to be doing some videos on. I spent last week once, you know, we've done a bunch of renovation here in the studio, and I've upgraded some things. So we're able to film some stuff a little bit differently than before. And I've done a tear apart, a breakdown on all these reels. All these reels that I've done stuff with, I've broke them down, filmed what the insides of them look like. And I'm going to be putting some videos together out on that. Let me just go ahead and say, some of that is going to surprise you on what's inside of these, both good and bad. So that'll be interesting to see. But I've got these reels on the boat, and they're, you know, they're basically a 5,000 series. They're not super big. They did send me a 7,000 series Ancient Mariner that I have not torn apart yet. They keep asking me, have I looked at it? Have I fished it? I've not fished it. I take that back. I did take it out one night and film some stuff. It's a lot bigger. It's got a lot more line capacity for you guys who are looking for more line capacity. Honestly, I think the best test for that is going to be saltwater, but I'm going to be doing something on that. And these things, the reels, when you see the show, they're all different colors. It's kind of, we've enjoyed it on the guide trips because I can say the green reel's getting hit. It kind of helps people identify sometimes quickly, you know, which one it is. So, but they are a level one. All these reels, and I'm just going to be factual on this. Everybody may or may not know this, but pretty much every reel you're going to buy from the, I call them the non-major manufacturers, the, you know, the ones that are not Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn. Let me just preface this by saying, most of the stuff they make is coming from there, too. Most of it comes from China. The biggest majority of it comes from China. It's hard to find an American-made reel. Abu Garcia does make some of their reels. They're still made in Sweden. But a lot of their more consumer-grade products, pretty much any of the Abus that you would find in a Walmart or a Dick's Sporting Goods or an Academy, probably coming from China. Same thing with all these people. And the reason is, it's the only way they can keep it affordable, plain and simple. We just can't do it in the U.S. as affordably. And, you know, that's the double-edged sword. It's sad, you know, that we can't, but it is what it is. And I wish somebody made a reel. You know, there are people who make reels in America. They are very expensive, though. While we love to buy American, we also love to have money to pay our power bill. So there, you know, not everybody's going to go spend a big pile of money to buy a really expensive American reel. No matter how much they love American, don't want to buy foreign products. So I say all that to say, these reels are made in China. And that's no surprise. Just like the rods from the catfish world are made in China. Every one of them is. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. For the, you know, most part, they keep stuff affordable. The quality is pretty good, especially if the people who are the U.S. vendors have a decent relationship with the people there to where they can get some kind of quality control. The bad part is most of these people, like in the catfish niche, in the fishing niche, that are selling these, you know, these reels and products, hooks, rods, everything from China, they don't have the quality control pressure that a bigger company would have. You know, if Abu Garcia is getting stuff made in China, they've got people on the ground there that can put some quality control practices in place to help keep the quality higher. Now, I say help, it's not a cure-all. You guys know as well as I do that it's you can still get some stuff that's just not, and most of the time it's not from quality control failure, it's just from poorly designed, cheaply designed stuff. And you'll see just how cheap some of the stuff can be from some major brand name reel makers when I do some of these videos on the reels. So but back to what I was saying, the Abbey Grisly or the Ancient Mariner reels that I'll be fishing with, they've worked great so far. These things have, they're similar to what you would see with a Ming Yang or a Sun Ling or a Janie Poo or whatever. I don't know. I'm making up half these words. They're similar, but they got a good mix of stuff on them. It's enough line capacity for what I'm doing. They come with a power handle. They've got a good loud clicker on them. The one thing that I have been impressed with this reel and a couple of others, we'll go into this in some of the videos down the road, is the actual piece that goes onto the reel seat that your screws come down and lock onto, that little plate down on the bottom. There are four pins that go into the bottom crossbar on the frame of the reel. To this day, Abu Garcia still does a little weld brazing thing there to where that thing is welded, for the lack of a better term. I know it's not the right term for that type of metal, but there's a brazing type connection where it's connected to the reel, and these things have broken. Now, the reason they break most of the time is either from impact or people doing something that tears up most of these less expensive reels, and that is overfishing them. And that's something I kind of want to go into with these reels. These reels are not designed, let me say it this way. These reels are basically designed for about 15 to 20 pound line at the most. They are not designed to put 80, 90, 120 pound braid on. That is not the design and specs of these reels. The drag is not that high for them to begin with, and it's just not that type of reel. What happens a lot of times, people get one of these reels, they think it's a more expensive reel, and we're going to try to talk about that a little bit. And I know this is going to be a long podcast, but I want to cover some of this stuff to give people some perspective on all this. And they put this massive amount of line on there, you know, 100-pound braid, chunk it into the middle of a tree, trying to catch flathead and winch it out of there. And, you know, they're cranking the drag down, pulling on it, winching on it, thumb breaking it. And they're putting way more stress on the reel than it is designed for. And you can't expect something like that to withstand that repeatedly. It's just not designed for it. And that's where you get a lot of tearing and stuff breaking and spindles warping and bending and all that kind of stuff going on. So keep that in mind. Fish these reels, any reel, within the parameters that they are designed for. They will last longer. You'll be happier with them. You know, the other thing is with these level lines, you know, being able to chunk massive amounts of weight. What happens is when you put a 16-ounce weight onto one of these things and you rear back and throw it and it's flying off of there, that level line is going back very, very, very quickly. You know, quite honestly, it's probably not really designed for that. That's why a lot of these casting competitions and stuff, they take the level ones off. They don't even put those things on there. So it's really designed to put line evenly back on the reel, not zing back and forth at 140 miles an hour. So again, a lot of times this stuff is getting overfished for what it's designed for. So keep that in mind in where you're fishing. You guys that are casual fishermen that are fishing off the bank somewhere, fishing in your little community pond, you know, going down in your boat, floating around a little bit, these reels, you're gonna have to work to break them. They're gonna last, and I'm not just talking about the Ancient Mariner. I'm talking about any of these lesser brands, the non big well known brand. You're gonna have to try to break them. You're gonna have to do something outside the parameters to break them. And I think that's the thing I found. I pretty much fish my style of fishing. My guide trips are within those parameters of how those things are meant to be fished. And so I think that's why they have lasted as long as they have. People said these things were going to break, you're going to tear them up. Well, I probably could if I did a bunch of stuff to them that they're not designed for. It's just like I could probably tear up my work van if I tried to use it like my Nissan Titan four-wheel drive and drive it through a bunch of crap that it ain't designed to go through. So I say all that to say, you know, keep in perspective how you're fishing, where you're fishing, the type of fishing, and then match the gear to that. Some of y'all may need some saltwater stuff. Some of y'all may need, you know, some 50 wide pins out there, some internationals or something for what you're doing. But the majority of people, this stuff is going to work just fine. So that's kind of my purpose for putting it on the boat and, you know, just letting people, you know, get a look at it, see that it works, see how it's fished, and give you a little confidence using them and going with them, you know, if that's something you want to buy down the road. Now, the one thing I will say about the Ancient Mariners that they have that nobody else has from these lesser known brands is he puts a lifetime warranty on them. And nobody else has done that. Now, you know, that's probably a warranty as good as long as he's alive or, you know, whatever, whoever takes over the company. I know his son is kind of into that stuff now, so he may be taking over the company. And if they honor that, I think it's a pretty cool little incentive to get one of them. I've had a couple people, you know, something broke on something on the reel, which is going to happen. And I've heard they replaced the reel. So, you know, like I said, I haven't had anything break, you know, outside of a Paul. So, I haven't, you know, really had a chance to, you know, just see how that works. I did try it out with, had a Paul go out in one of the PC Fun reels and was able to get a part for it. Now, it is, with them, a little more timely process. It took about 2 weeks to get the Paul in. You have to contact, they've got a department, and you have to contact them, and then the part comes from China, so it takes a while to get here. It was nominal cost, $5 or something. So, you know, you can get stuff. The one good thing about the Ancient Mariner, the guy's in New York, so he's up there in the Northeast, so if something goes wrong, you can reach out to him and, you know, get the stuff taken care of relatively quickly without it having been shipped overseas. So, yeah, stay tuned to the YouTube channel, and you'll see these things in use. I'll do a little breakdown on them. I need to do it. I've got several videos on my YouTube channel talking about the reels, but I probably need to circle back on that. Most of those are older, and we'll probably put together a video just kind of outlining some of the stuff I've discussed in the podcast today in a little more length, a little more depth, and, you know, give you guys some info, some pictures, that kind of stuff. So one thing we can't do on the podcast, but we can do in the YouTube channel, is put some videos up. So anyway, that's it for now. Just want to give you that update on what's going on and what you can look forward to and expect there. Until then, we'll catch you out on the water.